going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
410-583-1057. Oriole fans, where are you on this team being sellers at the deadline with guys on expiring deals? Before we get to the phone line, 410-583-1057. Bone, we have a poll.
We do, and it is brought to you by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Sugano is dealing. O'Hearn is raking. The guys think both need to be marketed and dealt ASAP while they're hot. Some fans talking about the need to keep veterans here, but you can always re-sign them. What say you, Birdland? About 150 votes in. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. It's live till tomorrow. Trade them ASAP, 62%. Keep through the deadline, 38%.
Talk about fish sticks if you want to.
Yeah, well, man, you like your fish sticks.
I'm thinking fish sticks in an air fryer is going to be a beautiful thing.
410-583-1057. Robbie's in Elkton. Robbie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. Always good to hear you guys, listen to you guys. I try to listen every day.
Thank you, sir.
We need to keep Cedric Mullins. I don't care what anybody says. Ain't nobody going to play that center field the way he does that we got right now that I know of. If I'm wrong, you can go ahead and correct me.
But wouldn't you like to trade him? And then if you want to bring him back, you could bring him back. Like, wouldn't you want to have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are, if they get this thing together, like, you know, we got Colton Cowser back.
Yep.
We're going to get Westberg back.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we're not going to see Kyle Bradish till August.
Yeah.
Just hold on until then, right?
My thoughts are, if we can get within 10 games of first place before
– Yeah.
the All-Star break, we can make a run at the wild card. We're not going to win the division. The Yankees are going to wrap that up, unless Tampa Bay keeps doing what they've been doing lately.
No. Appreciate the call. So he wants to hold on. He thinks they still can make the playoffs, Jace.
Yeah, I think they've sealed their fate. And look,
hey,
we know
nothing more. But
we know that the warehouse is nothing if not number lovers. Well, Fangraphs says I'm like a 1.5% chance of making the playoffs. I think Baseball Prospectus has it like less than 1%. Yeah, but that's not how they look at it.
Ah, but saying there's still a chance.
They were above 500 in 2022.
Yeah, and you couldn't
and
wait
still
to trade
traded
you.
Mancini and Lopez.
Let's go out to Ryan in Baltimore.
And then tell you how much he thought the team sucked anyway. Yeah. It's like a point where he had to fly to Arlington and try to put the cap back in the bag.
Like our numbers said, we got no shot at making the playoffs.
Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey there. Yeah.
So with a guy like O'Hearn, Jason, I think if we had a logical GM, I think that move makes a lot of sense. Get him to a contending team and bring him back like Chapman and the Cubs.
Yeah.
But we don't have a logical GM. But anyway, with a guy like Sugano, I think that you should only deal him if you're going to get a guy that has control over a few more years. Don't give us a bubble guy that is on an expiring contract might stick around. Because Sugano, he's doing really well, and I think that if we can find a way to keep him, that's fine. And as far as Cedric Mullins, I don't think we're going to get much for him. He played a great April, but he's kind of plateaued after that. And then last thing I'll say is DFA Gary Sanchez, keep Maverick Hanley until Basayo is ready.
I agree with that last part.
I think Cedric has more value than a lot of people think because of what he does against right-handed pitching. And on a great team, like Cedric Mullins could put them over the top. And I'm not saying he's got to play center field every single day for a great team. He could play a little bit of right. He could DH a little bit.
You put him in right field with that arm?
I mean,
he's got you're not putting him in right with that arm. He's got an atrocious throwing arm. I love Cedric
Mullins.
How many
putouts do you see in Major League
Baseball?
But
you put a guy with a big arm in right field. He's got the opposite of that.
You could put him in left. Right. Yeah. Like you could put him wherever, depending on some of the ballparks you're playing in. We're not talking about Camden Yards.
Yeah.
Is he even a fourth outfielder for some team? Like,
I'm just hoping this hamstring issue doesn't linger. Because the soft tissue and obviously Sed's game, you just hope that he comes back.
But that's part of why they need to get real about what's going on here. Yeah. Because guys will get hurt. They've had terrible luck. I'm not sure about their new training staff or if they know what the hell they're doing.
It is luck,
though. But there's a lot of people who should be on their way out of here. And yeah, I mean, we've talked about more playing time for Mayo, more playing time for Heston at some point this summer. Playing time for Basayo, had another 2-home run game. We'll talk about him later in the week. Like, he could come in and play first base right now if you're worried about the catching thing. So, yeah, I think there's big boy moves that need to be made.
Brad's in Baltimore. Brad, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hey there.
Hey, so first thing, I wanted to answer the food question.
Sure.
Did you guys ever have the pimento cheese sandwich from Chick-fil-A?
I have not.
I wanted to, but never did.
Do they still have it?
It's seasonal,
right? No, they
right?
discontinued it. They brought it back for a little bit, but then they discontinued it. It was one of my favorite things that I've ever had.
Wow. I like pimento cheese, like in moderation. Like you can't.
I don't think I've ever had pimento cheese.
I don't think I have either. It doesn't look that appetizing to me.
I thought about going for it. I probably should have.
Anyway, I wanted to ask, would there be any scenario where, let's say the Ravens, let's say the Orioles go on a tear, in June, and maybe we keep Sagano in the rotation and not try to trade him off?
Well, Brad, appreciate the call, and I would like to try pimento cheese now, but there we can go hypothetical rabbit holes all you want. If they go on a tear, but then that changes things. But the reality is they haven't shown to be capable. Now, they have won 4 in a row and 7-9, but they have yet to show themselves capable of going on a tear, and we have a decent sample size of baseball.
Yeah, and he's 35, and he's never pitched in a five-man rotation like this. And they've, again, I does at some point fatigue set in for him? I think they've, for me, they've lost that, like, what ifs and buts, candy or nuts, what if.
You
put that down the drain by winning one of every four games you played, into Memorial Day.
Coming up next, and appreciate the calls, the doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman. We named our IA Hall of Fame after him because of his overwhelming greatness. We will talk O's and Ravens and probably much more with him next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.